27 to 11, and from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando. Good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. Another big weekend we had across New South Wales with some great results, and quite a few participants had a big weekend as well with those results. It all sort of kicked off at Young on Friday afternoon there, and we saw Blake Jones, he walked away driving a double. And his first win on the program was on a horse called Master Jude, which is trained by Colin Thomas. And Colin, he's a trainer from Leeton, and he's about 77 years old, and he's trained a handful of winners this season. And this horse, Master Jude, has given Colin two wins this time in. This horse is a two-year-old. He's had six starts, and he rated 158 at Young, so a pretty smart time there. But nice to see Colin land a win there. In the second race at Young on Friday, Cozzy, Where You've Been Bopping made a return. Haven't seen him race for a year. He was sold as a two-year-old and raced with Tim Budd. He had a few starts there, unplaced. And now he's back with Stephen Harris, who he was originally trained by, and he won first up in 156.6. So nice to see him bounce back as a three-year-old just before the season ends there. And we also saw Don Downey drive a winner. He drove our Jaguar Star to victory, and he's driven a couple of winners this season, and doesn't get too many winners, but it was nice to see him get the cash with that horse, our Jaguar Star. So that was Young on Friday, some good results there. And also, actually, later in the program at Young on Friday, Dennis Picker drove and trained a winner in Bella Ball Terror. And that kicked off a big weekend for Dennis. He's got a couple of horses racing around in Queensland at the moment, and he trained a double at Albion Park on Saturday night. Those winners were Milana Beach and El Yeah, which were both driven by rising star Cody Rockenberger, so who's looking after Dennis's team up there. So Dennis, he's trained 293 winners, so he's closing in on 300 wins as a trainer, and he's trained 35 winners this season, so he's equaled his best result yet, so that's good to see. We also had racing at Newcastle on Friday, and all the top trainers at Newcastle for this season landed winners. But Kerri-Ann Morris, she's the leading trainer up there for this season so far, and she landed a double. So she kicked clear to have trained 32 winners around Newcastle. Her wins were obtained with Santana's Rocket, as well as later in the program with Watchful Lady. So that put Kerri-Ann on top. Roy Roots Jr. is in second position. He landed a win with Tinted Lass on Friday. So now he's sitting on second on 30 wins. And Clayton Harmy is on third with with 29 wins, and he landed a winner on Friday with Western Hares. So that's good to see. Close go for the training premiership. We've got two more meetings at Newcastle before the end of the season, so keep an eye on that. And as for the drivers, young Josh Carlick, he's got a pretty strong lead in the drivers premiership up there, and he landed a double at Newcastle on Friday, courtesy of Johnny White, which is trained by his father, Mark Callaghan, as well as Courageous Dancer, and number one trained by Mark Callaghan. So some good results there. We also saw Barry Madison land a winner at Newcastle on Friday, thanks to She's a Malteser, who's just been sensational this season as a three-year-old, being, you know, facing some of the top fillies of her age. And she had to do it tough outside the leader, but she got the cash there. And we also saw Alan Beresford train and drive a winner. It was his first winner in 7 years, and that winner was Apollo Bambi. So the last time Alan Beresford graced the winner's circle was back in November 2012, and this horse, Apollo Bambi, broke her maiden at start 17. So some really good results there as well, Cozzy. We raced at Menangle Saturday night, our main meeting there. Some doubles went to Paul Fitzpatrick, who trained a double with Pay Me Sam and Lexus with a View, who are owned by similar interests there. And Shane and Lauren Critton also walked away with a double, courtesy of My Major Rocket. And I'm missing one here, My Major Rocket, and I'll get to that one later. Oh, and My Ruby Carr, who paid good odds in the last, I thought. there. But also at Menangle on Saturday night, Cozzy, we saw Tough Monarch win. It was his last start for the season. He's won his last two starts here at Menangle after racing in Queensland. And he rated 157 flat for the 2,300 metres, beating Romper's Monarchy and set a new Australian record for that distance. So the previous record was 157.1, but they rated, he took 1/10 of a second off the Australian record on Saturday night. So he's certainly heading to the paddock with a really good record, having had a huge season. And I'm sure he has another big season ahead. So that was a good effort by Ricky Olchin, training that one. Also at Menangle Saturday night, special shout out to Harry Martin, who landed a winner with Double Encounter. Cozzy, Harry's 78 years old. And he's just such a gentleman around the track. And wow, this horse, Double Encounter, has just been so consistent for him. He won the Group 3 race at Menangle on Saturday night. And for some of the younger listeners out there, Harry, you know, was a top trainer back in the day. He won the Miracle Mile in 2002 with Double Identity at Harold Park. So it's nice to see Harry still, you know, matching it with some of the younger trainers this day and age. But yeah, Double Encounter. He's only a 5-year-old, Cozzy, and he's just been such a good horse for Harry. So it was good to see him land that win there, and very deserving. And Dubbo on Sunday, Cozzy, it was all about the Nathans. Nathan Turnbull and Nathan Hurst dominated the program there. There were 10 races. Nathan Turnbull drove a treble, and one of those winners was a horse he trained. Nathan Turnbull's wins got up with Yep Got the Chooks, which is trained by his younger brother, Josh Turnbull. And he also combined with Josh to win with Sweet Luck later in the program. And the winner Nathan Turnbull trains was Redbank Tommy. And then Nathan Hurst, he trained a treble at Dubbo on Sunday and he drove two of them. So Nathan Hurst's winners were Major Hall, Tullhurst Writer, which was driven by Nathan's wife Angela. And later he won with Tullhurst Santana. So it was all about the Nathans there at Dubbo on Sunday. Coming up this week, Cozzy, we've got racing at Newcastle today. Tomorrow we head around to Menangle and Riverina Paceway in Wagga. Wednesday's a traditional Bathurst meeting. Thursday we've got no Penrith, only racing at Tamworth this week. And Friday, Bankstown and Wagga again. This Saturday night, Menangle, we've got another Group 3 free-for-all there. It's the second last Metropolitan meeting for the season. And then we have racing at Dubbo again this Sunday. So another big week ahead. Interstate, obviously, this Saturday night. All eyes will be on the Breeders' Crown Finals at Melton. 8 Group 1 races, plenty of New South Wales horses going around there and New South Wales trainers and drivers as well. So I'll keep the listeners updated throughout the week with more news coming out of that meeting.
All right, good on you, Amanda. Have a top day and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, you will. Thanks, Cozzy.
Amanda Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales, almost 18 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.